Wisconsin, people are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Welcome to Feedback, 7 minutes after 8. 715-845-2155 is the phone number if you'd like to be a part of the program. A variety of subjects on the docket for this morning's conversation. We'll find out which ones will push Tom's buttons and get him all fired up. Let's see if we can't make him sweat some this morning. 715-845-2155. You love
Never
it.
Never let him see you sweat.
Exactly. The first thing that is absolutely just lighting my fire is this case of the daycare worker that is accused of breaking the child's leg. 7-month-old child. The mother of the infant says the baby girl's leg was swollen in an odd angle when she picked her daughter up from daycare, dream-bound daycare. Arrest was made when the baby's 4-year-old sister said the infant was thrown on the floor while being fed. Good God. How do you do that? How are you such a worthless piece of human trash that you can throw an infant on the floor? What's the matter with you? You know?
And why are you working in the child care industry if you have that kind of lack of impulse control and patience? I mean, I know there are supposed to be training and there's supposed to be regulation right. as to who does
inspections.
And who does. Yeah, but I think a lot of people run a lot of these daycare centers right out of their houses.
They do,
and some are unregulated. Some they don't sign up. They don't, yeah. you know. And parents are so desperate to find childcare that they can afford yeah. that they'll go to these unregistered and unlicensed
yeah.
places.
Yeah, There's so much wrong. The prosecutors have charged 25-year-old Kaylee Schnitzler with one count of child abuse and child neglect. If you're prosecuted, I hope you spend the rest of your life in prison. And I hope they put you in a jumpsuit that says child abuser, personally. And enjoy the rest of your life, you worthless dirtbag. All right, let's go to this other thing that I've got here. That I don't even want to continue it. Let's find out what happens with the court case. Let's see what kind of weak defense she puts up for throwing a child on the floor, and we'll see what happens with that. As you can tell, I'm already made up my mind on that case.
Yeah, something tells me you won't be on the jury.
No, that would be a very bad. That would be one where I would have to just request.
The lawyer would ask a question. So, how do you think child abusers should be sentenced? You'd say life, and he'd say, thank you very much. Next, please.
Yeah, that would be the defense. The prosecutor would be like, heck yeah, put him on. The other reaction is, well, can we allow the parents to enact retribution maybe with a hammer? Let's go with that. Anyway, here is a bit of consumer awareness for you. Was it yesterday? Help me remember. Yesterday, day before, where we talked about the possible $9.84 charge that could show up on your credit card.
Right.
That was
a couple
scam.
Days ago, I think.
A couple days ago.
Mm-hmm.
All right. There's another one that just came out. I found this from The Consumerist. If you have a cell phone, occasionally you're going to get a call from an unknown number, right? And it always happens. It could be a wrong number. It could be you're thinking, it's the Publisher's Clearinghouse. They're calling me. I've won my $1 million a year. It could be that hot chick from accounting that you've been impressing with all the trivial knowledge that we provide to you earlier
right.
in the show. If it rings one time and then quits from an unknown number, the consumerist is saying, do not call the number back. I know the curiosity is there. You're thinking, oh, hey, but chances are it's a Caribbean phone scam.
Mm.
Here's what's happening. Scammers in the Caribbean have a computer system set up that calls thousands of random cell phone numbers all at the same time, then disconnects after one ring. The phone number shows up on your phone, the caller ID.
So you call it back.
A local number. It shows up as a local number, not the Caribbean.
So you think it maybe is a friend that you don't have their number or
yeah.
they changed their number and
Uncle
whatever.
Bob slipped on the ice
yeah.
and had to borrow somebody else's phone, whatever. Well, if you call them back, it is secretly an international call. you get charged $19.95 just to make the connection, and then it's $9 a minute. That's more expensive than any of the lines that you call, isn't it?
So, and so how much does this company get out of the deal?
Well, this is the thing that the consumers was not clear on exactly how the money is transferred to the scammers.
Yeah.
But if you make a phone call that's a minute long, that's just under $30 that you get stuck with.
Right.
Chances are the scammers are getting probably 15 to 20%. The rest goes to the phone company. But they're getting 15 to 20% for this international call being set up. So it doesn't take long to rack up quite a chunk of money just for getting you to call them back. The Better Business Bureau is on it. Who cares? What are they going to do, give them a bad rating? The Better Business Bureau can't do anything as far as prosecutorial, can they?
They probably pass the information on to the
They wag 40s. Their finger at them. And, ooh, that's bad. You should stop. So anyway, if you find one, just don't answer it back. Don't call it back at all. There it is. See, we're looking to help all of the people out there have a better life. You ever had anything like that happen?
I was getting calls, and they were actually leaving messages on my when I first had my cell phone. Getting messages from a company that said I owed for some windows that I never paid for.
And well, you should pay for the windows.
It wasn't me. And
sure,
the only thing I can figure is that. The people who had my cell phone number before I did ordered some windows and didn't pay for them.
I ran into that when I first got this phone number that I had. There was a family. These people must have been professional con artists because I was getting calls for this one person in this family, same family, over and over. And finally, it's like, this is not the person.
Yeah,
I tracked him down one time, though. I tracked him down and called, and I said, if you do not stop leaving this phone number, I will find you. I said, and they said, well, it's impossible. I said, really? I found you this way. You don't think I can find you another way?
You're threatening people over the phone that might be like Russian gangsters.
And?
They have ways of making you talk.
So do I. Anyway, and here's the last thing, and this is all this phone scam. It just reminds me. My child takes her lunch to school.
Uh-huh.
Okay. There was a field trip that was going to happen, and they were going to pack a lunch for the kids, and my daughter decided she wanted the prepared lunch. Well, that means you got to put money in the lunch account, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I know that my child is only going to have this one meal for this entire school year. Maybe if she wants to go up and get an extra milk at lunch or a cookie or something. Hey. So I went to the school, and I threw $5 into her lunch account.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
You can't do that anymore?
No. They said that it was great. They took the $5. I filled out the form. Everything. It was easy as pie. It was great. Here's the problem. There's an audit. Don't show me your shoulder. What are you getting undressed for?
Scratch it.
Don't scratch
Nobody
while we're on.
Nobody would have known if you wouldn't have called attention
Here
to
you
it.
Are. You're disrobing while I'm trying
That's
to talk.
That's why we don't have cameras in the studio.
By the way, today's blog, my blog today, is filming you in your natural habitat. We are going to be doing that.
Great.
Okay. So anyway, back to the thing. I put $5 on my child's school lunch account so that it would more than pay for this one lunch and give her a few extra little bit of money to buy miscellaneous.
Sure.
Well, apparently $5 is a low balance on the school lunch account.
So you got a call.
I get robocalls like twice a week. And it's a robocall. This is the Wausau School District who wants to tell you your child only has $5 in their school account.
And I'll tell you why they do that. Because they're not going to give your child lunch on account.
Right. I understand that.
If it goes up into a negative balance, they're not going to eat that day.
Well, I think they have a little bit of a fudge factor. I think it's like, okay, Susie, your lunch, you know, daddy's a cheapskate and not coughing up any change for you to have. So we're going to do it, but here's the bill. You got it. And I think they may do it once or twice. But, yeah, they're not going to let the kid, you know, rack up a bill for a month or so.
Right.
And I go along with that. They shouldn't. But it's like, really? I know that there's $5 in there. I put the $5 in there. That's all I want.
It's all automated, though. That's all computer generated.
But I should have a button on here that says, if you would like to quit receiving these calls, press 9. Mm. If you'd like these messages
in everybody would love to not receive those calls.
Well, then there needs to be an opt-out option. There needs to be.
Everybody would opt out.
Huh? All right. When we come back, we've got another issue that I want to bring up to you. Does your car, you've got a relatively new car, Does it have the OnStar thing where you can call somebody and they'll unlock your car for you remotely?
No.
That you don't have that?
No.
Okay, some cars do, right?
Yep.
Let's talk about that and a new development that's coming out of Europe that might come here. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We'll be right back.
The News, Talk, and Packers Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Welcome back to Feedback. 715-845-2155. 715-845-2155 if you want to be a part of the conversation. Okay, so one of the just great things about technology is the remote access to your car. I think when I first heard about this, this is just wonderful. I've locked my keys in my car before, and when you that is such a helpless feeling. You're standing there. The car is right there. There's just that little piece of metal or that key fob, that one little tiny piece of technology is keeping you from continuing on your day. And if it's a daylight today, freezing your butt off outside, you lock your keys in your car. Well, some General Motors products, they have this OnStar device. You call them up and you give them the access code or whatever security device that you've set up. And boom, they can unlock your car for you. They can do all kinds of things. And it's tremendous. And I think it's a great idea. It's like, wow, this is awesome. I also saw an ad for some other cars that you can program the car from your smartphone. You have a smartphone app. You can start the car. You can set the temperature for the air with the way you want it. You can pre-program the stereo. So you get into your car, and it's the perfect environment. How cool is that? How great is that, right? Well, let's think about this for a second. Do you want outside accessibility to your car's functions? Before we explore it too much, let me ask you this. We have all seen on television the cop chase shows, right? There was a series of programs that all they did was they showed snippets of police chases. Greatest police chases, but whatever. Okay, I've got that morbid sense of curiosity. I find them interesting to watch. You know, the cops chase. I've seen them chase tanks and buses, sports cars, and guys on lawnmowers. I mean, let's face it. It's an interesting freak show to watch. But the reality of high-speed chases is that oftentimes people get hurt during high-speed chases. You have a high-speed chase going through a populated area. Somebody steps in front. Boom, they get hit. Going through high-trafficked areas, cities and so forth, it usually ends in a bad crash, and it usually ends in, at the very least, innocent people's property getting damaged, buildings, cars, etc. And unfortunately, there are times when a chase subject kills, maims, or injures innocent people. Some police departments around the country have got no chase policies, that if the individual they're going after isn't a hardened criminal, you know, one of the big fish that they need to catch, if it's a minor offense, they'll let them go. They will not give chase. I hate that idea. I hate the idea because the criminals are winning. But you have to understand that protecting the innocent is very, very, very important. So let's combine the two, shall we? Remote access to your vehicle and the high-speed chase. The European Union, the bloc of European countries, is developing, and it came to light recently after confidential documents from a committee of senior EU police officials and police departments came out saying that they are working with technological companies, technology companies, and so forth to install in all models of vehicles sold in the European Union. Basically, we'll have a kill switch that the police can activate from a remote headquarters.
Do you hate this idea, or do you
absolutely?
Think of course you do, because
absolutely
it's going to infringe on your right to
The device, which could be installed in all new cars by the end of the decade, would be activated by a police officer working from a computer screen in a central headquarters. Once enabled, the engine of the car used by a fugitive or other suspect would stop, the supply of fuel would be cut, and the ignition switch turned off.
So that when you are fleeing the city during an emergency and they tell you not to and you're still doing it, they'll be able to stop you.
That's right.
That's your main concern.
No, my main concern is, you know...
You wanted to catch the crooks, though.
You know, that's Seth Mueller. He,
Oh, you think they're going to mess with you just because of your political views?
He's a bit of a rabble-rouser.
Ah.
You know, he's been telling these people that they should stand up for their Christian beliefs.
Here we go.
He's been telling these people that this thing called the Constitution... I know, isn't that hilarious? This thing called the Constitution should be adhered to. I find him to be a pain. Why don't we do this? The chip that was implanted in him, let's turn it off so that he can't buy and sell. And I don't want him leaving the town. I don't want him leaving the area. Turn off his car. Turn off his motorcycle. Do not allow him access to any public transportation. Yeah, that's what scares me. That's what bothers me with this. There is tremendous amount of good. It is such a cool idea. I love the... Listen, from a consumer standpoint, take the world view out of it. From a consumer standpoint, dude, you know, if I forgot and left my keys in my car, or if I punch the button and say, hey, OnStar, I'm really hungry for Mexican food. Can you not only tell me where the closest good Mexican restaurant is, but can you go ahead and make reservations for me? I love the idea. But there's a part of it that's just going to go sideways so badly. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
My name's Larry.
Hey, Larry. What can we do for you?
As a point against that technology,
yeah.
What about the computer hacker that decides that he's going to get his jollies by shutting down everybody on I-39 today?
You know, that's a great idea. That's a very, very good point.
Or better yet, on I-5 in L.A.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, or me.
How would you know?
Or me, when I decide that I want to mess with Tom. He's coming back late at night from a sporting event. It's cold. It's a snowy road, and I just go, boop, turn off his car. And then he hears me from the OnStar, you know, speaker system.
Cackling maniacally. Yeah.
Maniacal laugh. So, yeah, that's a very, very good point. Thanks for calling in with that. Thank you. Yeah, that's another. What about hackers? What about security issues?
I'm reading the last Tom Clancy book right now.
Which one is that?
Threat Vector.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of it has to do with computer hacking that the Chinese have been doing for years and are continuing to do to try to get into all of our computer systems.
Wait a minute, Tom. The government is not doing it. Remember, the Chinese government has made it very, very clear that they're against hacking into the government.
If you read this book, they set up a special unit that was actually separate from the government to do it.
Well,
it's of the government, but not of the government.
That's the thing. And the reality is nothing happens on the internet that the government of China doesn't know about. If it happens within the Chinese borders, the government knows about it and allows it.
And the thing about Tom Clancy novels is that as cheesy as they can be, they can be very prescient. That if you remember the one book he wrote, had some terrorists crash an airliner into the Capitol during the State of the Union address.
Yep.
That was before 9/11 that he wrote that book.
Yeah. All right, so WSAU, we're going to take our break. We'll get updated with our news, with the weather, the sports, everything that you need to know to continue your wonderful Thursday. And then we're going to come back and link all of this together with national security and how the drug cartels are getting in bed with Al-Qaeda. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Thank you for such a great show.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
Okay, here's the point I'm trying to make.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.